And now, ladies and gentlemen, the continuing adventures of Dirk Galaxy Space Detective. In our last episode, Dirk left his home on Space Station 1 and is now streaming towards Station 5 in hopes of finding clues to the disappearance of Sheena Wakens, daughter of millionaire space shipping magnate Jack Wakens. We now join Dirk on board the interstation shuttle as he talks with shuttle captain and longtime friend Spence Marlin.
Well, Spence, I'm sorry to hear your contract's up. I'm going to miss you.
Everything comes to an end sometime, Dirk. Besides, 15 years is a long time to be flying the same route. I made good money. Time for some younger guys to take over. For me, I could use a long vacation. I've been rather envious of your life, Dirk. It's time for some fun and some adventure.
Well, I wouldn't put so much emphasis on the adventure part. I've had enough of that for a while. Hey, still gonna rendezvous this thing in manual?
I like to keep my piloting skills in shape, Dirk. Besides, the computer's programmed to take over if I make a mistake.
When's the last time that happened?
Oh, about 5 years ago. I had a bad cold.
What are you gonna do with the ship?
I'm taking her with me. The Acorn still got a lot of life and a few more light years in her.
You know, I never asked you, why'd you name the ship the Acorn anyway?
Because she looks like an acorn, Dirk.
Oh, yeah.
Some detective you are. Still surprises me people don't see that.
Yeah, well, somehow the phrase acorn and spaceship don't seem to go together. Ah, looks like we're here. Listen, keep me apprised so I know what you're doing. Don't be a stranger, okay?
I will, Dirk. Hey, I know the chief of security here pretty well. Let me come with you and introduce you, okay?
I'd appreciate that. I've only talked with her once before. I hope she's forgotten that time.
Oh, you didn't get along?
No, I think it was just a bit of a pain. Anyway, that was a few years ago.
The security office is just down this hall. If you're lucky, Shirley's forgotten all about you.
Spence, it's good to see you. And, oh, Mr. Galaxy.
It appears she remembers, Dirk.
It's okay. So long as you're less trouble than last time.
What happened here?
It'd take too long to explain.
Yes, it would. What do you need this time, Mr. Galaxy?
All I need is to find out if the people in the photograph here have been on the station and where they went if they have.
Should take just a minute. There you are. They arrived last Thursday and exited for the hyperspace port the following day along with two others.
Well, that was easy. Didn't Wakens high-priced detectives do this search, too?
Ah, too obvious. They figured anyone who'd try a stunt like this would be in some sort of disguise. But if you think about it, they'd either have to be really smart or really stupid. And in any case, they'd be extremely arrogant.
Pretty smart thinking, Dirk.
That's why they pay me the big bucks. Thank you, Shirley. Charge my account.
At least I'm not going to be cleaning up for a week this time.
What happened back then?
I'll explain later. Right now I gotta figure out what to do about Wakens' daughter.
They went to the hyperspace port. You know what that means.
Yeah. It means 3 days of diarrhea. I hate hyperspace travel.
You're not alone, Dirk. Last time I traveled hyperspace, I couldn't eat anything but dried toast for a week.
Yeah. Well, any case, I better move pretty quick to catch up. Thanks, Spence. Good luck.
Dirk. You know you're going to need a good ship and a pilot. I'd like to go with you.
You know, Spence, I was kind of hoping you'd say that. The money won't be real great, but you'd probably get some of that adventure you were talking about.
My thoughts exactly, Dirk. Let's head over to the hyperspace port, but first I need to upgrade the Acorn's insurance policy so our little adventure will be covered.
Yeah, let's get going.
Ladies and gentlemen, be sure to tune in for more episodes of Dirk Galaxy Space Detective. More adventure is coming soon.